For music lovers, by music lovers. That's Impressed Recordings, a 100% independently owned ARIA-accredited Australian record label who lovingly press and curate a catalogue of great music on wax. Not only do they do wonderful stuff like that, they've provided prizes as part of our 2025 Radiothon. That's the Impressed Recordings Record Club subscription, a record a month for an entire year from their outstanding catalogue. Luke Bevans from Impressed Recordings joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Morning, how are you going?
Good morning.
Thank you so much for your support of our station and our wonderful initiative.
It's a pleasure. I think there's a lot of aligned values around what we have and what you try to do for the music community here in Sydney too.
Excellent. And obviously you're talking about 2SER then, because I'm fairly deficient when it comes to values personally. What's the Impressed Recordings story? How did you first start?
I used to work at Universal Music Group, and then I worked at Apple for a long time and ran Apple Music, and I felt like it was time to do something on my own.
Yeah.
And I felt that particularly Australian record buyers weren't getting the best possible customer experience they could get when buying records. I bought a lot of records. I still buy a lot of records.
Yeah.
I love receiving records in the post. I love going to record stores. If you ask my partner, I spend too much on records, probably like a lot of your listeners.
Yes.
And I just felt that with a lot of the things that were happening in America and in the UK, like Vinyl Me Please or Blood Records, I felt that there needed to be an Australian version.
Yeah.
And that's what I set out to do. So it basically creates a label where you can get the best quality, super rare pressings of great artists. There's an A&R through line, which is artists that I personally love and believe in. And there's no genres and no limits around that. So.
Yeah, right. So you're not a label as such, as in it's the only artists who are signed to your label are the ones that provide the records for. It's sort of any of those sort of artists who are doing work that you really enjoy, you're making sure that their records can get there into the hands of record lovers.
Yeah, I mean, we collaborate with lots of other labels as well, as well as putting out our own. It's a very kind of diverse palette, and that's deliberate, because I believe that in an age of algorithms that, you know, that you're not, I don't like being put into one box in terms of my music and my discovery and the records that I buy.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of your listeners are the same. And so it was really important to me that we are able to collaborate with other labels, other artists. We don't need to just sign artists, that we can create this great customer experience. I think when you talk to a lot of people who work at record labels, it can feel like there's these kind of people who are like kind of behind these brick walls, and they talk really lovingly about artists, and I think that's amazing. But what they don't often talk about is they don't talk about people who buy records, customers, those people on the other end,
yeah,
who spend a lot of time and money listening, and that's what we wanted to change.
Excellent. Was there any particular artists or albums that really set you off on this path?
So Tasman Keith, I loved A Colour Undone. I thought that was a landmark hip-hop record in Australia.
Mm.
And when he came out in the press and said that he couldn't get it pressed and therefore couldn't qualify for the ARIA charts, I remember having this instinctive feeling of like, well, I'll just do that myself.
That's really cool.
And so, yeah, so that was kind of one of the things that got me started. We've been fortunate to press, again, a really diverse amount of records, including first EPs by Royal Otis, The Wiggles. We did Chet Faker's 10th anniversary. There's all these different kind of things that we do and that we love.
That's the thing too. It's not just new stuff that's coming out via Impressed Recordings.
No. And there's more back catalogue things on the way. I get really excited by those. We're just doing a Shimon repress. I don't know if anyone ever got that record. Really incredible record. That's the 10th anniversary repress. There's loads of great things. And some things don't get the love at the time. Now it's time to do it.
Well, yeah. That's the thing, isn't it? Sometimes you'll look back lovingly on something that went underappreciated in its time, and you'll be sort of thinking, geez, I wish this was available on record. And that's where you step in.
Yeah, I'm a big lover of the lost classic. So, yeah, like, I think we're trying to bring as many of those things to life as possible.
Well, being a lost classic myself, I share that view. Is it you just online, or have you got physical presence as well?
So we do try to keep the kind of special variants to the online store. Mm. We do work through a whole load of host of independent record stores, both in Australia and around the world.
Yeah.
But what we try to do is to make sure that those kind of fans who are on it first and can jump online, they're the ones who get the super special edition that's numbered. It's really, you know, different in terms of the colour variant, and it's something that's kind of truly collectible. something that they're going to really, really value.
And all of them just sound absolutely amazing too. Yeah,
they do.
We've been so lucky enough here today. Sort of as part of this, I knew you were coming in to have a chat, so I thought I'd better acquaint myself with all the back catalogue there of Impressed. And as it stands, we're just sort of playing heaps of stuff available via Impressed Recordings. Already played stuff off the new Folk Bitch Trio album. You said you went and saw them last night there at the Lansdowne?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely incredible. I mean, I know that they sold out two nights in a row at the Lansdowne. I mean, I feel very, very blessed to have seen them. We had a store in Woolloomooloo for a short while, and they played a cappella, and it really was spine-tingling stuff. They're absolutely incredible artists.
That'd be awesome. We've also played some Babitha stuff today, whose Brighter Side of Blue album is available on Impressed Recordings in, you guessed it, blue vinyl.
Yeah. I think I've only got like one copy left of that. Again, that is, for me, one of the main drivers. That was an absolute classic record, and it remains so. I'm really excited. Actually, Babitha's got a side project with her husband coming out later this year. It's an album, and the artist is called Beth and Blue, the two together, and the record is incredible. It's just up there with Brighter Side of Blue.
See, this is great. Not only am I finding out about all the wonderful albums you've got there, you're also tons of stuff coming our way in the near future that will no doubt find a loving home here at 2SER. This is just absolutely amazing stuff, and obviously we would encourage everyone who loves to have their music on vinyl to get on down to the Impressed Recordings website and check out all of the wonderful back catalogue there. I'll put the link to that up on the website, but it's impressedrecordings.com. Thank you once again for your support of 2SER with providing that awesome prize, the Impressed Recordings Record Club subscription, a vinyl album from the amazing Impressed Recordings catalogue delivered to your door once a month for a year. And I mean, who knows how many awesome things you're going to be dropping in 2026. I can't wait to see all of that. Luke Bevans, love your work. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you so much.